Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 30th of April, and right now it's hazy on 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is clear, in the morning then partly cloudy with the thunderstorms. Temperatures should be ranging from the low of 28 to high of 32 degrees Celsius with a heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. It should be breezy, and the wind is supposed to be blowing from south at 15 to 25 km per hour. We have a chance of rain on 80%. Forecast for later on and the night says partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain in the evening then clear. Again winds from the south at 20 to 30 km per hour and chance of a rain on 40%. Moon is in first quarter and illuminated on 58%. Dear Aurovillians and other listeners, our team of Auroville Radio would like to inform you that for the summer our news will be published only 3 times per week, Monday, Tuesday and Thursday. But if any of you would like to share anything with us, you're welcome to contact us on 262-3331 or pass by radio in Town Hall opposite the Finance Service. And now let's go to some announcements. Auroville Town Development Council have invited the Frontiers Polymers on 2nd of May at 2 p.m. at the office of Auroville Town Development Council in Town Hall to describe their line of products, mainly the movable speed breakers made of recycled natural rubber. Any professional interested in this presentation are welcome to participate in the meeting at the office of Auroville Town Development Council. It has been 4 months since cyclone and in the community are still remains of trees to be cleared and put away, and the clearing teams are back in action. If you still have your home, community or unit to be cleared of branches, twigs or trees, then please send an email to avcrt@auroville.org. Or in case if you'd like to contact them by phone, you can contact Angela on 944-365-9885 or Alok on 944-372-8734, and the best time to call is in the afternoon. If you would prefer a personal contact, then Bridget would be happy to receive your request at Lavenir office on top floor in Town Hall. And once again, we would like to remind you on announced note from Mr. Bala Bhaskar, the Secretary of Auroville Foundation, that all sales of firewood, timber in Auroville are suspended immediately. All persons, teams, groups involved in such sales are to be notified immediately through the Working Committee to stop all sales forthwith. Sales will be allowed to resume only after a proper accounting, auctioning process is put in place. Any group, individual disposing firewood timber in contravention of this direction will be held accountable and responsible for civil and criminal liability for causing loss to the Auroville Foundation. The Project Coordination Group announced the special call for micro-projects proposals, which means that they are accepting applications for micro-projects for funds remaining from a grant received from Stichting the Desire last year. The last date for submission for this call for proposal is Saturday, 5th of May. We should keep in mind that these grants aim at promoting new activities are not meant to be for financing the running cost of existing activities. The budget for any proposal should be in the range of below 80,000 rupees, and no funds are available for infrastructure buildings and transport, and requests for equipment will be only considered if specifically required for the implementation of the project. Within the portfolio for micro-projects, proposal for women's development, informal education or proposals written and to be carried out by Auroville youth will be given priority consideration. Copies of the grant application can be emailed to you via pcg@auroville.org on request. And special note says that if you are submitting a project that has anything to do with Auroville or Auroville Outreach School or students of any individual classes, your project is to be revised by the Auroville and Outreach School Boards. It is important that all the relevant bodies are aware of your project and support it. If you have received funding for any project through the Project Coordination Group in previous year, please be certain that you have sent in a report for that project before making a new application for another project. For further information, you can contact pcg@auroville.org or you can call on 262-2250 at the Town Hall. And again, the last date for submission for this proposal is Saturday, 5th of May. Team informs and advises that if anyone still thinking of buying a copy of the Footsteps Through the Salad book on the wildlife and a certain natural phenomena of Auroville, that the 30% discount for Aurovillians and newcomers will cease to be available after Saturday, 12th of May. Until that date, you can buy at the 500 rupees price at the Newport office or at Prisma in the Auroville compound. At Verity Hall on Friday, 11th of May at 8:30 p.m. will be a simple gathering in silence in memory of Bhavana. All her friends are welcome. Auroville Health Service is forming a team of people trained to participate in the emotional support line, a number to be called when in distress, crisis, or needing somebody to talk to. They are looking for a few more volunteers willing to join the team. Volunteers will receive training from Aviram and Dr. Anand, psychiatrists, and enable them to respond resourcefully to a wide variety of calls and to be equipped to provide the next steps. Ideally, the team would consist of people with a wide range of culture and linguistic variety to provide adequate service to the multicultural population of Auroville. Experiences in the field of social work, medicine, or therapy would be an advantage, as well as calm and practical nature. They already have several people on the list, and with a few more, they will start the training. If you or somebody you know would like to join the emotional support line training, please contact Sigrid at sigrid@auroville.orgin, or you can call on 262-3888, or you can contact Manfred at Auroville Health Service on 262-2425. During the whole month of May, on Mondays from 4:30 to 6 p.m., there would be a class for all those who would like to discover Aikido, and age is not a bar. Everyone can practice. If you want to join, please call Christo on 262-2356 or 262-3568. Or Surya on 262-3813 or 262-2037 and give your name. The first class will be on Monday, May of 7 at Pitanga Hall. Savitri Bhavan offers individual computer accesses to a large range of audio and visual materials. All the recordings of courses, guest lectures, and special events held at Savitri Bhavan are available, as well as much more. Aurovillians, visitors, and volunteers are invited to make use of this opportunity to increase the knowledge and understanding of the vision of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, and the aims and ideals underlying the experiment of Auroville. Opening hours are from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, and office and reading room is open from Monday to Saturday between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and everyone is welcome. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 7:30 p.m. we can see an Indian drama, The Dirty Picture, made in India 2011 by director Milan Lutria. And tomorrow at the same place at 8 p.m. they will screen an Italian drama comedy, Ahabemos Papam, We Have Pope, made in Italy in 2011 by director Nanni Moretti. And football lovers shouldn't miss the Wednesday film, which would be screened as well in Cinema Paradiso at 8 p.m. And the film is documentary, history, sports, and titled Inshallah Football, and was made in India and UK in 2010 by director Ashwin Kumar. It is not by mental activity that you can quiet your mind. It is from a higher or deeper level that you can receive the help you need. And both can be reached in silence only. Wrote the Mother in the Words of the Mother, Volume 12. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourworldradio.org.